Well, it's over the last weeks, for instance, here in Monrovia. But in Lofa, so in the northwest part of the country where I've been working, we have seen this decline since around 2 months already. But we still have to be careful by saying that it's generally declining. There are certain countries, especially those who didn't see Ebola cases before, that are still having spikes at this moment.
So when you come to a situation like this where you see a hopeful sign, do you continue as is or do you change your tactics? Do you try something new?
Yeah, absolutely. The strategy should be changed. We should not be sticking around anymore in the big isolation centers that have been set up to now, but we should go more to this reaction to the spikes in the different counties with the rapid response teams and whatever.
Would you describe what a rapid response team is?
That is a team that is fully equipped, doesn't have to be very large depending on the number of cases that they are finding, that will come to a place where cases are reported, that isolate the cases at that moment, and that will follow up all the people who have been in contact with them up to the moment that the outbreak, the local outbreak, is controlled.
Are the people in the rural areas fully informed about the Ebola outbreak, or are you still trying to educate them about the disease?
Yeah, it depends enormously where. In the northwest part, there are some districts in which we have got a very good community response due to information. So there they have, I think, clearly understood where Ebola was about, and they cooperated in the comprehensive strategy that we put in place. But it's sure that in other countries, people are still not really aware about Ebola, and that there is even denial still of Ebola.
Now, MSF is also calling for the restart of essential health care services in Liberia. How difficult will it be to do that?
It is certainly not easy to restart. You have to make sure by infection control that these services can start in a safe way. That is also what we are doing today, and it is going to open a very big hospital here in Monrovia called Redemption. Also to implement with them the infection control in the hospital itself, to make sure that the health staff is safe and that they don't transmit it in between patients. So it's indeed not going to be very easy.
What message do you have to the international community now that you're seeing some potentially good news in Liberia?
Well, in Liberia itself, I think we should rethink the strategy very, very quickly, responding to the little outbreaks that we're seeing in the different counties and also here in certain areas of Monrovia. And secondly, see how it would be possible to restart the normal healthcare system, because today I think there are more people dying of other diseases than Ebola.
Other diseases such as malaria?
Absolutely, yes.
Is there any one aspect of the comprehensive strategy that you mentioned that has been the most responsible for the decline in cases?
Now, the comprehensive strategy is based on 6 pillars. They have to be there, all the 6 of them. So these things are isolation of patients, safe burial, all the people who had contact with these cases to follow them up, your health promotion activities, psychosocial assistance. And if just one of these is missing, then your intervention is not going to work.